The Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN is presented by Budget Lumber. Striving to be Lumber One.
Sergeant Brad O'Dell of the Douglas County Sheriff's Office on with us now. Brad, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, a lot of things obviously have been going on in just a bizarre week in many fronts. What kind of local information can you offer from the Sheriff's Office this morning?
Well, the main information that we want people to be aware of is the fire evacuations that are remaining in place. The good news is none of our evacuations have changed in an upgrade since 7 o'clock on Wednesday. So that's good, really great information. We've been getting a lot of requests for information regarding the evacuation areas. And we created a resource for the community on our website. That's at www.dcso.com/evacuations. There you will find the most current evacuation maps. And it's a little bit of a visual aid for individuals to see, is my home in a current level 2 or level 3?
And I know you've been doing a number of Facebook Live situations, especially as things were changing rapidly, to share with folks as well.
I have. I have found that that's the easiest and quickest way for me to get information out to a large number of people quickly. And the community has been very responsive in sharing that information and notifying people in the affected areas and making sure that they're seeing that information. So I greatly appreciate the help of the community there in to get that word out. But yes, we've certainly been using that platform. It seems to be working out well, and we're getting a really good response from folks regarding that.
How quickly did we go from zero to warp speed earlier in the week?
This has been I don't even know how to describe it, Kyle. This week has just been so crazy. There has been just an overwhelming response, and this fire moved very quickly in the first day. And so fire crews, were working extremely hard trying to get resources into the community. And as you know, that information was being pumped out. It seemed like every 15, 20 minutes, things were changing. And so it's really important. The key here is that individuals and community members are staying in tune with those official sources for information about what's going on. That's during this emergency, during any type of emergency, staying plugged in, knowing what's going on, and making sure that you're vetting the information that you're receiving and that it's coming from an official source.
And let's talk about that, because you put something up yesterday in regards to sort of the rumor mill that often accompanies situations like this.
Right. There are so many rumors that are circulating throughout the community. And, you know, this is a time for people to have good information about what is happening. And unfortunately, there are people and individuals and maybe even in some circumstances, organizations that are putting bad information out there. And so, again, staying in tune with those official sources of information, like the Sheriff's Office Facebook page, the local emergency response pages, county government page, Douglas Forest Protective, official fire information, Umpqua National Forest, and local news outlets that are trusted is the way to go.
So did you see kind of the level of fear sort of rise by what you were seeing on some of these posts that you're saying are not accurate?
One of the biggest rumors out there that we've been trying to battle over the last day is this rumor that Antifa has been arrested, that we've arrested 6 individuals tied to Antifa and that they have come to Douglas County and started these wildfires. We have made no such arrests. It appears that other communities to the north and south of us are also getting these, and those local law enforcement agencies are also trying to beat those rumors down. And so, again, folks, you know, we're going to share as much information with you as we can, but please make sure that you're vetting the information. If you can't find it in an official source, don't repeat it, because it causes additional problems that compound an already sensitive and very troubling set of circumstances.
And you probably get the same reaction sometimes that I have, and I have this week as well, where you try to explain something to someone based on what you've been told, and then they tell you, but I saw it on Facebook.
That is correct. Yeah, you know, Facebook is a great platform for us to get information out quickly, but it's also a great platform for people to get bad information. Even, you know, there are some folks in our community that mean well, and they have created pages where they hear something on the scanner traffic or on a radio, and then they broadcast that through a platform like that and with a lot of followers, and then that information isn't received as the way that it was meant to be put out, or they misunderstand unintentionally. I'm not saying this is intentional, but the problem is bad information gets out there, and then within a matter of moments, we have hundreds or thousands of people who are receiving this bad information, and it causes additional problems for this incident.
Just how busy have the 911 dispatchers been with this entire situation?
Our dispatchers have been completely overwhelmed, but they're doing a fantastic job. They continue to be professionals and answer those 911 calls and dispatching life-saving medical, police, and fire help to the places that need them. But they're also fielding an enormous amount of phone calls where people are calling in and asking about fire information. And unfortunately, our dispatchers are not able to provide that information. We're not the fire resource line. They are able to point people in the right direction, but where they're pointing people is also the same place that I have put out in press releases and on social media as far as where people can find information. Douglas Forest Protective Association, the Archie Creek Fire Information page, the Sheriff's Office page, county government. There's a number of official resources out there where people can go and get that information without overwhelming the 911 center. Now, you know, we want people to know that the 911 center is there and they are willing to help in any sort of life or death emergency. And so feel free to use that resource. I'm not saying don't call 911 in emergency, or if you have a police related matter, you certainly need to report that. And that's what we do. That's what our dispatchers are signed up and dedicated to do day in and day out.
And as well, county government, we put this out a couple days ago, I think it was, are also kind of dual using the COVID-19 hotline number from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. as a way for people to call in and ask questions about resources, a lot of those things that you just mentioned, with some volunteers that have been supplied with all that information.
That is correct. We have been working very closely with the Board of Commissioners, and they have opened up this COVID hotline as a place where people can call and get information about local resources, about where to take animals, where shelter information may be located. They have a number of resources available that they can help answer those questions. And so instead of calling the 911 center or the non-emergency phone number, a lot of people don't realize that non-emergency phone number is still the 911 center. It's just a non-emergency line. So instead of calling that phone number, calling that resource line, you'll be able to get probably the majority of the questions that you have answered.
And I know over the weekend, people wonder about how this is going to go. The sheriff's office, along with media like us, don't walk away from this on the weekend. Things are going to be coming out over this weekend as well.
That is correct. We're staying engaged. The sheriff, the undersheriff, the board of commissioners, Commissioner Tim Freeman's been heavily involved. We are staying engaged. We will throughout the weekend. This information that's coming out will continue to be put out daily until this emergency is over.
All right, Sergeant Brad O'Dell from the Douglas County Sheriff's Office. Brad, thanks for being on this morning.
Thanks for having me, Kyle. And the last thing I'd like to say is, Douglas County, please take care of yourselves. Stay in touch with local outlets, official sources of information, and heed the advice of officials.
All right, thanks, Brad. 841 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.